A moment to savor for director Ramata Toule Sy as her first feature film opens in Cannes, making her the second black woman in the festival's 76-year history to compete for the Palme d'Or prize. Banal et Adama is the story of a star-crossed couple in rural Senegal. Drawing on Greek tragedies and African folktales, Sy's magic realism style has critics excited.
Parce que lorsqu'on voit l'Afrique,
when you see Africa, especially Westerners have a very particular vision. Sometimes it's picture postcard, beautiful trees, or sometimes it's wars. I wanted another vision of Africa and Senegal. That's why I made a universal story, a story that can speak to everyone. It's a love story, and everyone, whether African or not, can identify with this story.
From Sudan, there's Goodbye Julia, set against the independence of South Sudan, a tale of racism, guilt and reconciliation. Both films were part funded by the Doha Film Institute, who chose them from 200 submitted scripts. They hope success here will open minds.
We've seen over the years how important these stories are, and we know firsthand how it feels when you're misrepresented. And we're trying to manage that from in the MENA region, but also a lot of other regions are misrepresented, and we have a tool to help them tell their stories.
Speed pitching their projects to French International Fund OIF, these filmmakers hope to receive some of the $2 million in grants the fund gives each year. Congolese producer Emmanuel Lupia's latest project, Omen, was 90% funded by outside sources.
C'est presque une obligation.
For films with budgets that go over 600,000 euros, it's almost compulsory to find the money outside of Africa more and more. There's a generation of African talents who dare, with whatever means available, to do things audaciously with ambition, and that helps.
Cannes' embrace of African cinema comes as Hollywood is realizing the appeal of African-inspired stories after the box office success of The Woman King and Black Panther Wakanda Forever. While on the continent itself, investment from streaming services like Netflix and Amazon are fueling local industries, signalling a brighter future for African cinema. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.